Tomorrow, hundreds of thousands of excited fans will watch the Reds play the Los Angeles Angels, some at the stadium, some on TV, and others using MLB's Game Day software. In Focus on Technology, Ann Thompson reports what baseball fanatics have come to expect from their electronic devices, both at the major league and youth level.
You may not have noticed them, but at Great American Ballpark and most other Major League Baseball stadiums, there are three suspended automated cameras with the sole purpose of gathering data for MLB's Game Day computer program. In the half a second it takes for the ball to go from the pitcher's hand to the catcher's mitt, the cameras are capturing about 40 pictures of the ball, where it was released, where it ends up, the release speed, and the landing speed. Then a freelancer in the press box using proprietary software forwards other information, according to MLB.com CEO Bob Bowman.
Matt Stringer's typing in a series of letters. It's a code. So not only do we know where the pitch is, but we know if the ball's in play. We know who made the play. And if you watch game day, you know, we tell you relatively quickly that it was made, you know, a play was made by the shortstop over to first base, you know, two dead or whatever it may be. It all happens again within 7 seconds based upon how the Stringer's putting in the code.
Then, in less than 7 seconds, the information is transferred to the Game Day page, where 1.5 million viewers a day see the computer-generated images, stadium pictures, and stats.
We all see the speed, and we look up and we ooh and ah, that, particularly there in Cincinnati when we get in the triple digits. But there are other things going on, too, location and break, and those are equally important. So we measure all three and give all of our fans all three of those numbers and actually calculate it into a nasty factor, too, based upon how nasty we thought the pitch was, based on location, speed, and break.
Counting pre- and postseason, that's a lot of calculating, 3,000 games a year. Last year, MLB added Scout to Game Day. It relays additional information, like if the pitcher starts to tire, how much speed he's lost on his fastball from the third to the seventh inning, or if he's not going to a certain pitch as often, afraid of being lit up. In the future, there are plans to add defense and running. Play-by-play software is not just at the major league level. Increasingly, coaches of youth baseball teams are using it to keep parents and grandparents in the loop. The Cincinnati Riverbats' 9-year-old team is catching fly balls in Liberty Township preparing for its next game. Full disclosure here, it's my son's team. Coach Scott Sweat has trained his wife to enter in the data to iScorecast. All it takes is an iPad to record play-by-play information.
Well, my wife, I've taught her how to use the application by watching Major League Baseball games and learning how to keep score along the way. What you do, it's a lot easier than the old-fashioned way of the pencil and notebook. Here it allows you to actually understand if there's a hit, you press hit, and then allow when the guy goes to first and he steals second, it allows you to physically push a button that says steal second base. So it makes it a little bit more user-friendly.
Sweat says parents, grandparents, and other relatives who can't make it to the games love it.
I get text messages all the time thanking me for being able to provide this solution for not being able to make it to their sons or grandsons' baseball games.
Sweat and Bowman agree this is a game that every pitch matters.
We all like to argue about everything in baseball. But we like to argue about, did he get a good jump? Does he have good field? Does he have good reach? Is his arm really that strong? And that's all it is an argument. But we can empirically show it. I mean, if we can measure the speed of a pitcher's pitch, we can measure the speed of a shortstop's arm too, and a third baseman's throw, and an outfielder's throw, frankly. And we can measure the accuracy.
With everybody wanting to know who's on first, literally, Game Day, iScorecast, and others like it are a hit with fans. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.